Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you very much. It is always, always appreciated. I do hope everyone's having a wonderful day. Hey, Frankie, how are you? I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It's kind of an overcast day. Hey, welcome. Sure, I have the right song. I want to upload it. And I do believe I have the right one. Okay, so let's get started. Hey, Minnesota, I didn't see you pop in. All right, so we'll just wait for everybody else to trickle in. But single moms, is it an unjustified stigma? And why are single mothers judged so harshly by society? Why not judge fathers the same? I am going to start off by saying that I do believe that parents come in, you know, well, they do come in all shapes, sizes, colors, you know, whatever. But I don't, hey, shorty, but I do not believe that single moms should have a stigma. I don't think single parents, whether you're a single father, I don't think that that stigma should be there. There are really crappy single parents, but there are many crappy parents that are together. People come from all walks of life. There are people who, children who grew up in a house with both parents where, you know, dad was beating on the mom, mom beating on the kids, mom beating on the dad. I mean, you know, and then you have households where it's a single mom, you know, some of the most loving parents work hard to put their kids through school. There are stories out there with, you know, single moms that have, you know, 8, 9 kids, and every single one of their kids, you know, went to a higher school of learning, and they all got degrees and came out doctors, lawyers, accountants, whatever. But then you have parents that are together And their kids turn out, they go to jail. They're on drugs. They're robbing banks. Or they're just crappy people. So why is it that single parents get the stigma? You know, why is it that, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, you've heard of deadbeat dads, but why are they seem to be judged worse? Why is their place in society you know, why do just people just look down on them? You know, I know of one particular someone that I used to work with. She has three kids, and people at work, you know, were like, yeah, she's this, she's that, you know, she got baby daddies and all this other stuff. Well, they weren't calling them baby daddies back then, but, you know, they were saying, you know, that she has these three kids, not knowing that her husband actually served overseas and was killed. She could have easily have corrected everyone, and she could have easily have said something, but her thing was, it's none of their business, and you shouldn't judge me without knowing my background. And even if we did know her background, it still would not have been your business. So why is it that we tend to society, when I say we, I'm talking about society, why is it that society tends to, you know, want to judge single moms so harshly? Why, you know, are they, why are they not treated with more respect? You know, and let's not forget, it takes two to make a baby. Well, I take that back. You know, you can go and do the in vitro and all the other stuff, but, you know, most of us came from the act of sex. So while men tend to pat each other on the back and say, yeah, I got some last night and I did this. Oh, yeah. You know, and then if this, you know, girl turns up with a child, the first thing guys want to do is, are you sure it's mine? Well, that's not mine. Or that's, you need to deal with that. Or you need to get rid of it. Or they just walk away. Or you have some that will stand by them and acknowledge their children, if the mom is single. So again, you know, I just want to know, you know, what do you guys think? You know, do you guys think that women get treated in a more negative light? Do you think that they get treated the same? I mean, what do you think? You know, and just in terms of gender, you know, do women just get treated worse than men? Hey, Power Girl. You know, I mean, you know, Why is life harder for single moms than it is for single dads? And I'm not talking about in terms of finances. I'm talking about in terms of the stigma that society puts on single parents or single moms. Why is it always that assumption? Why is it always the assumption that because your mom is single, and either number one, she was never married, number two, the child doesn't know their father, number three, the child's going to get into some type of trouble because, oh, well, you know, he or she comes from she has a single mom. So, you know, how they'll turn out. Why does society judge? Why does society, judge, single moms so harshly? Why not say, where's the father? I mean, there are households where even when you have both parents in the house, the father won't do anything. They leave the raising of children to the moms. And yeah, they can say, well, I go out and I work and I do this and I do that, but it's still your child. You know, wouldn't you want to be involved with your child? Lynn Thompson, welcome. You know, wouldn't you want to be, involved? If a woman gets pregnant and she's not married, she's the irresponsible one. But what about the man? Shouldn't there have been responsibility on the man's part? Are we raising our sons to feel that it's okay to go out and, you know, knock somebody up, so to speak? But not take responsibility? And if you do know your son got someone with child, pregnant, why are there some parents who will immediately, you know, when you approach the parents of the boy, well, your daughter must have been a slut. She's a hoe. She should have kept her legs closed. You know, at what point do we look at everyone that's in that relationship? Hey, Juju, welcome. At what point do we just look at everyone in that relationship? Because there were two people there. There were two people present. If men were the ones that carried babies, you know, would the narrative be different? Would it then become men are the sluts, men are the hoes, men are the tramps? but it's always women. Now, I was talking about this a couple of months ago with some people face-to-face, and there was somebody in the group who I didn't know, male, and I was basically saying the same thing that I'm saying now, and the first thing he said, well, sure you would say that because you're a single parent. And I just shook my head, you know, I just kept talking, whatever. And then he would say the same thing. Well, you know, well, maybe if, you know, you wouldn't have kids, you know, without a father. I said, well, first of all, if you get pregnant, you're not getting pregnant by yourself. And I never corrected him because I didn't feel that I needed to. Why should I? You're assuming. It was actually one of my friends who actually corrected them. She's not a single parent. She's married. Has been for some 20-something years. And the person immediately shut up. So there we are with our assumptions. You know, so honestly, I, you know, just really just want to know, why do single moms have such a stigma? Why are they the ones that are automatically labeled? If you see a woman walking down the street with children, do we automatically assume that she's a single parent? Do single fathers get more sympathy than single moms? You know? You know, single dads have it easier than single moms in terms of the way society sees them. Hello, Trudy Anon. I hope I pronounced your middle name correctly. Welcome. You know, single dads get a pass because they're men? Do men see single women differently than they see single dads? And why? If you see a single dad, do you assume that the mom passed away? Or they're divorced? But some single moms don't even have the benefit of people believing that they're divorced. They just assume that they're the single parent and they never were married. They just laid down, got pregnant, and that's it. You know, there's a lot of emphasis put on women being mothers. You're not a good mother if you don't do this, or you're a bad mother if you do this. Well, what about the fathers? What about the fathers who either leave, or again, you are in the child is in a household with both parents, but the father is just not involved. They're too busy providing for the family. But does that mean that you don't give your child any attention? And just because you keep a roof over your child's head and you provide for them in terms of food and clothing and shelter, is that being a father? But if a mom was out there working three jobs trying to provide for her family, there would be a stigma about, well, you're never home. You're this, this, and this, and this. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. You know, so, I mean, I just want to know, why is it that you have women who are so stigmatized by society when men aren't? And Minnesota, I see, well, thank you. I'm not, you know, and I'm not trying to make good points. I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions in terms of, you know, why society looks down on a group of people that, and I'm not just talking about, you know, and when I talk about society, I'm talking about society as a whole. Whether you're a man looking down on a single mom or you're a woman looking down on a single mom, you know, why does society judge single moms so harshly? I mean, what if all those single moms who got pregnant by a boyfriend, whatever, decided, I'm not going to keep the child. Either they decide to get an abortion, and then it's like, oh my God, these people are getting these abortions, or they choose to give them up for adoption. Oh my goodness, she's giving them up for adoption. Or as some women do, leave their child, hey, Angel Bear, they leave their child in a not so nice place because they're scared or because they don't know what to do, especially if they're a teenager. When we have most of the United States, I do believe, is a safe haven where you can take your child to a fire department. But then she's accused of all of that. But if she turned to the father and said, hey, I need some help, and he says, you're on your own, and she does do it on her own. She tries her best to raise that child on her own. There's still a problem with her being a single parent. Why is that? Why is that? Why is it that problem? Because in reality, guys, in life, no matter what you do, whether you're having babies, whether you're cooking something, whether you're, you know, whether you're playing an instrument, you know, whether you're singing, whatever, somebody's always going to be there to criticize what you're doing. You're not going to make everybody happy. Now, some people can say, well, my tax dollars are going towards this and my tax dollars are going towards that. True. So should there be a law that if a man gets a girl pregnant, that he automatically has to provide for that child, or else he goes to jail? Will that prevent men from shirking their responsibilities? Minnesota, I'm just throwing stuff out there. I mean, would that make a difference? Would that make men stick around if they knew that they could go to jail? And if they denied that this was their child, well, when the baby's born, get that DNA. You know, take those blood tests. And some people have even said that. Some people have said that, you know, when babies are born, get that blood test. You know, so is that something that we need to do? You know, as a society. Now, is that something that we need to do as a society? Should we start holding men accountable when babies are born, when the parents are not married? Even if you've been living with your partner for years and you never got married, but you're having children, should there automatically be a law that if this father does not provide, they go to jail? Because see, a lot of people who make these laws that affect single parents are men. Men are the ones who are making these laws. So will you make a law that will hold men accountable for what they have a part in? I mean, how many men walk away? Parenting is a hard job. It's hard. I only have one. And I'm married. Hey, shy lady. Welcome. It is hard. Hey, crazy lady. Welcome. You know, so. Again, I ask, why are single mothers judged so harshly by society? And why are we not judging fathers the same? And I think one of the reasons is because most of the laws in this country were created by men. Men will slap each other on the back, call themselves players, and you know, you gonna go after that? Oh yeah, yeah, that's yeah. You know, did you get some? last night. But if you did get some last night, the men are ready to call that girl a slut. And some women will too. Some women will also call her that. Well, why not call the man that? Why not call the man the slut? Why is it that when and I'm veering off here a little bit, but why is it that when, you know, you get married, even though times have changed, there's still that expectation that a woman is a virgin, but not the man? The groom could have slept with 20 women. But women are supposed to be chaste and, you know, pure and not, you know, and untouched. But a man? Some people may think something's wrong with you if a, you know, man hasn't had, you know, sex by the time he was 18, 21 at the latest. So why do we as a society, and I think that sometimes some women judge single moms harsher than men do. Why do we do that? You know, and like I said, there are just as many bad parents that are come from two that are married together in one household. I mean, there are people who, you know, let's break it down into economics. There are people who could be rich as I don't know what, have all the money in the world, give their kids vacations in Paris, Rome, London, new cars, new phones, houses. They turn 16 and they have these birthday parties that are $1 million plus. Hell, when they turn one, you know, they're having these fantastic birthday parties. But some of those parents are never around. They miss out on school, parent-teacher. They miss out on school plays. They miss out on basketball games, baseball games, football games. But that single mom over there that's not married and she's struggling, the most she can do on a birthday is maybe get one gift, maybe. But she loves her kids. She's loving on them. She tries her best to be at every single game, every single thing to support that kid. I'd rather have the poor mom. Hey, shy lady, welcome.
Hello, Solid. Thank you. I just wanted to comment and say, I think it's a great topic. Unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to get rid of that stigma. I mean, we can talk about what's going on today. Prostitution, for instance. The emphasis is on arresting the prostitute, but not the John.
True.
And it's just the way society is built, because when the Constitution was formed, women weren't even thought about. True. So I don't think it's ever going to change. It's just a stigma that this is a male-dominated society. If you look at most corporations in the Fortune 500, most of them are probably at least 70% men. And unfortunately, I don't think it's ever going to change. We're always going to be seen as the weaker sex. We're always going to be seen as, just lesser than men. It's just unfortunate, but that's the way it is in society. And it's not just America. It's probably in most countries. I think it probably goes back to the male is supposed to be the protector, the provider, the head of house. And so we're seen as lesser. Even though we're supposed to be a helpmate for those who are married, we're supposed to be a helpmate. But I just think that it's something that we will probably never be able to change in society. I mean, even it's a cliche, mama's baby, papa's maybe. You know, again, it's the woman's fault. There's no doubt it's her baby, but there's doubt that it's his baby.
So what do you think about, hold on, let me read what GP said. GP says, if one becomes a parent, being a parent now is the most important job in the world for both men and women, not just women. So Shelley, what do you think about when I said that men should, if you are a single mom, that when the baby's born, you automatically take a blood test for who they feel the father is. And if, you know, person A is the father, if he does not support that child, they go to jail. Would that stop men from walking away?
It might. But it's really a sad thing to see, because I think for the most part, being a woman, I know that we typically are nurturers as human beings. We typically be more on the nurturing side than men. And I think that most women just want to be loved. And a lot of times we as women, I've made some bad choices. I've picked people that I knew in my heart of hearts wasn't really a good fit for me. But sometimes in the back of our minds, we think, oh, they got potential. They just kind of got a bad start, and they'll get better. Because you see some good, usually in most people, you see a glimpse of something good in most people. And I think that as women, I will definitely, speak for myself as a woman. I've picked some people that I should not have been involved with. And I think a lot of women get into trouble knowing that you're sleeping with a man who, you know, in your heart of hearts is probably not going to make a good father should you get pregnant. So I think a lot of it, the stereotype gets put on women a lot, because, it goes with that, mama's baby, papa's maybe. But I do say that it's an unfair stereotype that's been put on women, because I know people in my own family who are single moms. And it's not because they were sleeping around. It's because they got divorced. Their husband, and them decided that this is not going to work. And unfortunately, a lot of times people don't seek counseling, because I'm always looking at the kids, especially if there's kids involved. I'm always looking at, like, what can we do now that I'm older? What can we do to save this marriage so that the kids don't have to grow up in a broken home? And you meet me at this parking lot. We drop them off for the weekend. It's just sad. It's just really, really sad. I had a neighbor that her kids used to spend, it was one of the bizarre things I've ever seen. Her kids would spend 1 week with her and then the next week with the dad. And this was every other week. And they were both professionals. I think one was a principal, high school principal, and the other one was a teacher. And unfortunately, the marriage didn't work out. And just because you're a single mom does not mean that you should be stereotyped and labeled bad. Oh, you're sleeping around, or you weren't married. A lot of single moms are divorced, and it's not because of their fault.
And that's one thing. Before you came on, I did bring up the divorce thing, that, you know, there are single parents that are divorced. You know, so I mean, again, why are fathers not judged the same? Why don't we judge single fathers the same way we judge single moms? I mean, it just, I don't know. And Charlotte, you know, I agree with Minnesota. You know, I think that you have made some good points. You know, but Charlotte, let me ask this. So this girl or this woman is in a relationship with a guy that she may know deep down is not for her, and she's sleeping with him. She gets pregnant. Is that still her fault, though? You know, is that her fault that she got pregnant? Plus, you have a lot of men out there who say, I'm not wearing protection. So they look at women are supposed to be the ones that go and get the birth control, go and do this and go and do this. But you have men who will not wear condoms. I don't like the way they feel. It's not natural.
I'll say this. It's both people play a part in creating a life. But I will say this, and you could push back if you want. As you know, I know how you are. You probably will push back. But I'm going to say this. If a man tells a woman, I'm not ready. I just want to have sex. I'm not looking for a relationship. And you continue to pursue it, and you knowingly sleep with this man. And it says, if he doesn't wear a condom, he's asking for trouble himself. But if you tell him, I'll get the condoms, or I'll be on birth control, and you just happen to create a birth out of this, you know, there's birth control pills are not 100%. Some are 99%. But if you just happen to get in that way, you knew what you were up against. He told you he wasn't looking for a relationship. He told you.
I'm pushing back on this.
I know so many people. When I was out there dating, I knew so many people. I had girlfriends, female friends that would say, oh, I really like him. He's so cute. I know he's going to be this and that. I said, but he's telling you he doesn't want anything serious. He's telling you that. Why aren't you listening to him? Why do you want to continue to sleep with this man knowing that he doesn't want you? There was a really sad situation. I'm trying to make this real quick. One of my best friends, she has passed away, unfortunately, during a pregnancy. Back when we were in our 20s, she was dating a professional basketball player. And of course, you know, we live in Chicago. And she came home for one of the breaks. I think it might have been spring break or March or something. And we went to the Bulls game. And this visiting team was a player that she was dating. And at the time when the Bulls were, at this time, this was like during the 80s when Michael Jordan really wasn't a star. As a matter of fact, this was like around 84. I don't even think he was with the Bulls at this time. But this was a time when you can just go to the game and like sit practically on the floor. So we were up in the stands, but we decided to go down to the floor during halftime when they were shooting around. Now, mind you, she had been in a relationship with him for several months. She literally went down to the floor. I walked with her and she called his name and she kept waving at him. He kept shooting the ball, and she went like up to him and he played her off like he did, like she was a stranger. And I told her even when she was dating him, I was like, well, you know, he's an NBA player. And he's a very, very popular NBA player. I'm gonna tell you that, like a Hall of Famer. Okay. And he was popular then. And I said to her, I said, this is not good. I felt so embarrassed for her. I really did, because I knew how much she liked him. And it just saddened me so much. I really wanted to cry for her, because he just looked at her like she was a stranger, and she kept calling his name, and he just walked away from her. And it's an instance like that. When I tell you, you knew up front, even though you had been sleeping with him, you knew up front what he was about. He told you, but you wanted to pursue him anyway. So if you get caught, he told you up front. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right. So can I push back now?
Yes. Okay. I knew you were.
All right. So my question is, for him, if you're telling someone that you don't want a relationship, I'm just in this for fun, we can, you know, sleep together and, you know, I satisfy you, you satisfy me, whatever. Aren't you the guy still taking a risk, assuming that this girl is going to make sure that she's on birth control, whatever? And a lot of men, again, I go back, don't want to wear condoms. So again, I say, you know, you're telling me this, but you're also, are you making the assumption, is the guy making an assumption that this girl is going to make sure she's protected, and whether or not she gets pregnant or not, you told me, but you also still continue to sleep with me. So should you have also made sure that we were protected on all sides? Because again, birth control is not 100%. There is no 100%. There is not. And you could have been in that point, whatever, and you get pregnant. So that's my pushback.
Okay. In her situation, she was on the pill. She had been on the pill since high school. So I guess he trusted her in that, because she didn't get pregnant by him or anything like that. But I knew she was on the pill. Her mom had put her, like I said, back in high school. But I guess you can say that he does bear responsibility, because even though she told you that she's on the pill, it still could happen. It's not 100%.
Right. So to say that I told you, okay, it would be different if it was like, I told you I don't want a relationship. We're just having fun, and you fall head over heels in love with me. And there are no kids, but then you get upset because I break it off with you, because then I find another girl or I find another guy. I could be the girl telling the guy, we're just in this for fun, whatever. I'm not serious, whatever. And the guy gets really serious with her, and then you break up with the other person. The other person gets so upset. You know, that's different from saying, I told you. But when there's a possibility that you could create a life, you telling me, okay, you're telling me, but I also bear the responsibility of, yeah, maybe I should not sleep with these women. Maybe I should just, you know, keep my package in my pants and just have fun by going to the movies or going out to dinner or, you know, going to play tennis or whatever, as opposed to having fun in the bedroom. Because no matter what you tell people, and no matter what you should have expected on the other side, it still takes two. And both of those people are responsible. Whether you told me or not, you still slept with me. We got pregnant. And this is still partly your child. So that's my pushback.
I agree with you. You made that child with her. So you're definitely responsible for their child. You're most definitely responsible. But I just say that I'm pushing back again, because I say that if a woman gets all butt hurt because of, you know, she got pregnant and he doesn't want to be with her, he's like, I'll take care of the baby financially, but don't expect me to be at the all the birthday parties or whatever. Don't expect me, because I told you that I didn't want this. So don't get mad. You know, because I see women do this online too. They'll put their business out there and they'll start talking about the dad. They'll do little TikToks. He ain't this, he's not that, whatever. And it's like, But you chose that. You chose to go ahead and go through with it. So he told you up front that he wasn't going to be around for holidays and birthdays. He told you that. So don't call him out when he told you up front.
He'll be responsible financially. Now, okay. That is different. You're being responsible financially. I'm just talking about having a baby. And crazy lady, I am coming to you, but I just want to address something that GP says. GP, all men, unfortunately, do not use a condom. So telling men to use one, yes, because I know men that don't, and they have children. And they're upset with these children. So, you know, but anyway, crazy lady, how are you?
Oh shit. I'm fine. What about the chicks that like, okay, because I've known a couple people that been in this situation where the girl says, oh yeah, I'm on the pill, blah, blah, blah. Right. But in reality, she's not, she just wants to entrap the boy.
I mean, yeah. And again, I'm going to push back on that, because even though that is wrong on her part, the guy still has to be sure. I'm not going to, you know, to me, a guy should never believe a woman is on the pill, right, on birth control or anything. And just right, like when men sleep with these young girls, I'm to the point where men need to see, I want to see a passport, a state ID, or a driver's license. Make sure mm-hmm. that person is over the age of 18, because you'll get caught mm-hmm. in that way. So if you're going to believe that a woman says, well, I'm on the pill or I have an IUD or whatever, you still need to protect yourself and bring your condoms with you. So you
put a helmet on that soldier.
Or, you know what? You're just not getting some. Go home and take care of yourself. For both mm-hmm. of you, go home and take care of yourself. You know, so, mm-hmm. I
agree.
Yeah, because I do believe that women who trap men, and yes, it does happen, I think that that's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person who still gets the excuse my French, the shitty end of the stick is the child.
Yep. I agree. Totally.
You know, but I will ask, Crazy Lady, I'm going to come back to you and ask the question for you. But Crazy Lady, I have a question, something that Shy Lady brought up. I believe that a couple should, if parents are married, I do believe they should work on the relationship before they get a divorce. But I don't believe that parents should stay together just for the child if the parents are not getting along, because I think that could also be a negative impact on the child. But at the same time, staying one week with dad, and then you're going to mom's house the next week, I think that's ridiculous. I think it either be 6 months here or 6 months there, or whatever. This back and forth is ridiculous. But I don't believe necessarily that parents should stay together for the sake of the child if the parents just cannot get along, because they'll start arguing in front of the kids, and that's bad for kids too. So, Crazy Lady, I just want to know, what did you think of that?
Yeah. I mean, if parents that don't get along and stuff, and there's like hostility all the time, the kid's going to grow up in that. Also, you know, if one of the parents is abusive to the other parent, that kid's going to grow up thinking that's okay. You know, because mm-hmm. If boys see, oh, well, my dad hits my mom all the time, and that's just the way we handle things, that the chances of that child growing up and doing the same thing to their partner are very high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why, you know, I mean, I'm down for like counseling. You know, I think like if for anybody, you know, splits the sheets or whatever, maybe they should go to counseling, you know, because maybe it's a lot of times it could be a miscommunication that keeps being a miscommunication to where, you know, it's all foul.
Okay. Okay. So, shy lady, what do you think of that? Do you think that no matter what, you should stay with the with your spouse or whatever?
No, I don't think that, because there's some instances. To me, you should leave if there are certain factors: substance abuse, alcoholism, domestic violence. You need to leave if you're in those situations where your child is seeing that. Now, maybe the person can get help if they are an alcoholic or if they're using drugs. Maybe they can get help, but you cannot do any type of parenting if you have an individual or both individuals that have issues like that. You got to get out of it. Now, if there's minor stuff, like you got kids and you got stuff that's not that bad, a person that just is doesn't communicate well. Sometimes when people don't communicate well, it turns into a big thing where they just don't get along anymore. And it could be little small things that add up. It could be about the way you keep the house, or it could be about you spending too much money, stuff like that. I think in those situations, you should definitely get some counseling and try to work it out, because those things can be worked on. You can work it out. But like I said, substance abuse, alcoholism, domestic violence, those are not good situations to have a kid in, or even for that particular spouse to be a part of.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, guys, that's all I have. So, crazy lady, you want to give a final word?
Be safe. You know, communication is key element to everything. You know, you just got to communicate. And don't be trying to entrap these guys. You know, it goes the same way. You know, women can be, you know, like with the, you know, well, let's just be friends. This is just a fun thing, you know. That's okay. But when one person starts, you know, having better feelings or whatever, you know, they need to, like, not lie about it, you know. Don't lie to yourselves. You need to change people or whatever. Just, you know, be honest.
Okay. Shy ladies, final word?
I think as a society, we need to get rid of the stereotypes, but I don't know if it'll ever change, but women need to be respected more than we've been treated in the past. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, y'all, this is the show. And to my newcomers, thank you very much for sitting in and listening. Frankie, thank you for the gift. And as always, everyone, thank you for the likes, and GP says always buy the big anti-family pack of condoms. And shy lady and crazy lady, as always, thank you for popping up on the panel. And I'm gonna leave y'all with a little bit of Bette Midler. I am a Bette Midler fan, and this is one that she made. I think this is from 1979, but I've always liked this song. Here's Bette Midler and The Rose.
Like you like the song.
Let's see, let me try this again. Hold on 1 second, you guys. I don't know why this is not playing. Okay, let's see if we can try this one more time. Are you guys hearing this? All right. No, can you all hear me? Can you all hear me? Okay, so let me. All right, so let's. I'm gonna leave us in with a little bit of Jelly Roll. I don't know why Bette Midler is not playing. So let me see. Let me try this.
1, 2, 3. Somebody save me, me from myself. Has been so like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. Missing the moon, there were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found. Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
And that was Jelly Roll, Save Me. And for some of you who may know or not know, Ace sings the hell out of this song. So if you ever get a chance to hear her sing this song, she does a wonderful, wonderful job. But anyway, everyone, enjoy your day wherever you are. I will be back tomorrow. Other than that, as always, thank you so much. Bye.